Antonio Brown is going to prison. Boop, boop, boop-de-de-doo. Just kidding. Rich people don't go to jail.
He is being charged with assault and something else.
And we know he's robbery. Rich. We know he's rich because he's got a whole lot of money. Got a whole lot of money.
But yeah, it's like assault and robbery or something like that. I'm like, yeah, what's he need to steal?
It's battery and burglary.
There you go. Yeah, but Aaron Hernandez was not Antonio Brown rich. He was just starting his kind of on the way up.
He had a medium amount of money and really liked to kill people.
and really obviously murdered people. That was a tough one to get away from. That only happens if you're Ray Lewis.
Right. He got away with it. Now, there was someone else who got away with it, too. I'm
going to go ahead and open the channel.
OJ. Yeah, and the channel already opened? There's already like 6 people in there.
So many people.
Well, Blue Wolf was in, but, you know, he's an admin, so.
Right. He's got powers.
I didn't actually see who was first.
Let's just assume it was Vegeta. He's from the future.
I don't think it was the day.
Oh, it wasn't me. He's using the Shaggy defense.
Good times.
So, Craig.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your 40 seconds of Conor McGregor?
I did.
Okay.
I very much went down exactly how it was going to play out in my head. I'm like, this should be over fast. Right. I was like, oh, and I've never seen someone taken down by shoulders to the face.
That is
like,
true.
Wait a minute.
I've seen that move before, but I've never seen it actually work.
It's never worked, and he broke his nose with his shoulder, and then it was boot to the head, and it was done.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Boy, Cowboy is old and needs to go away.
Yeah, but he's not that old. He does need to retire, but he's only, what, 5 years older than Connor?
Apparently in MMA years, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, 31 versus 36.
Boy, it was, the shoulder just cracked me up. I'm like, what's he doing? Oh, he broke his nose. Oh, he booted him in the head. And it's done.
Did you see Cerrone's grandma came out to give Connor a hug?
Yes.
That was kind. Yeah. Kansas versus K-State fight was awesome. That dude threw a chair.
He was gonna. He was totally gonna bash someone with that stool.
He is not gonna participate in sports ever again.
Well, not collegiately. He better get a job in the NBA.
Or the XFL.
Well, it's true.
Oh, that's gonna premiere the Saturday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
XFL, here I come.
Yeah, isn't it like 2 or 3 games the first day? I'm totally on board.
It's probably 4 games.
I mean,
there's
only 6 teams, so that's got to be all of them, right?
No, there's 8 teams, so there'll be, okay. There'll be two games Saturday, each day? 2 games Sunday. They'll run it similar to the AFL, I believe.
All right, I'll check it out.
So will I. It'll work the same way as the AFL. I'll be interested for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I won't be interested anymore.
Interested, very interested. And then I suddenly lost interest.
Totally.
I love that bit.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Ray, you ready to talk about this game?
Oh, sure.
That was convincing.
I was all on board for the, a little bit of MMA discussion. Then I don't know where you guys went. I'm just going to be over here.
And there was a college basketball game where one guy taunted another guy, and then all the other players went bananas.
Yeah,
I'm fading again.
Yep.
He almost hit him with a chair, right? That was pretty cool. And it wasn't even the WWE.
I don't know. I heard something basketball and blah, blah, blah.
I got you.
Yeah.
What happened?
I understand that feeling, because that's what happens to me most of the time. When people are like, did you see this basketball? I'm like, no, I didn't.
If you don't immediately follow up with, threw a chair at another player.
Yeah.
Or met a world peace, ran into the stands and punched out a fan.
Yeah, I like that too. Or you say, hey, do you remember Michael Jordan? I go, yes. Now we can talk.
So, Craig, 86 Celtics.
Woo!
There we go. Won him back.
You had the Chief and DJ, Ainge and Bird, and Mikhail down. Oh, man, that was a good team.
You ready?
Yeah.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 226th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. You can call me the Woolly One. We got KS72, Sticky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
He shoots, he scores. Swish. What up?
From the 3-point line? Yes! Is he still on TV, Marv Albert, after all of his problems?
He didn't have any problems, did he?
Yeah. Wasn't he under investigation for doing something poorly with women?
No, he bit an escort a little harder than they had agreed upon, but I think they sorted that out.
All right, that's nice. It's the week of January 22nd, 29th of the 2020s. Your Deadpool dailies. Today, Rocket and Groot. Thursday, Spidey. Friday, Daredevil. Saturday, She-Hulk. Sunday, Deadpool. Monday, Gamora. Tuesday, Black Widow. And Wednesday is Loki. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! the 18th was Baby Groot versus somebody.
Gamora, maybe?
Drax?
Drax, maybe? Yeah, must have been Drax, because my guy's not ready to go, and it was an easy win.
Yeah, that one wasn't that rough.
No. I mean, you start off with the strike tiles. You just make matches. You're good.
Yep.
You really do. And he was easy. It was really effective.
Win for everybody there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up number next tomorrow is Yondu. Can you, Yondu? Versus...
yeah.
An Orion slave girl, or apparently She-Hulk.
I think it's Gamora.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was She-Hulk, too.
I see a green woman, I go straight to She-Hulk.
Yeah, but Gamora makes more sense.
It totally does.
She-Hulk, Gamora, whatever.
Green lady, green hair.
That's racist.
It's totally.
Anti-green.
Whoever he fights, it doesn't matter. You're just going to match blue and fire blue. That's the strategy.
Yeah. Ian, you have 13 covers for Yondu, nice. But he's still at level 70.
All right, I'll pump some ISO into him.
All right. That should let you win that one.
Yeah, I have a lot more covered or fully covered 4-stars than I realize. I just don't quite have the ISO to start champing them all.
All right, and then after that is Wiccan versus what I hear is Marika.
Yes. There's an infographic, dude.
Yeah, I had no idea who that woman in the right was.
Oh, it's clearly America Ferrera as Ugly Betty.
Sure.
Okay.
Once that was explained to me.
Watching clearly. TV once in a while, dude, that isn't reality TV. Watch Superstore. That show is good, and it stars America Ferrera.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good. It's like this.
All I know about it is I always see, like, the last, like, 20 seconds of it, because for some reason, every time I record...
The Good Place?
Good Place?
Yep.
It shows me the last 20 seconds of Superstore first, yep. And then The Good Place starts, and then it cuts off The Good Place with like 10 seconds left, and I make it angry every week.
Mine does that too. It drives me insane. I got to start watching whatever's on after that.
Right, just record it just to watch the last 10 seconds.
Right.
The Good Place. Of course, it's almost done, so.
Yes, there's only 2 episodes left. But yeah, I tried doing that for a while. I even got tricked into watching one of those shows. Used to be the next show on after it was some show with Cal Penn, and I wanted to give it a chance. I was like, he's okay, and then he wasn't funny, and then I stopped watching the show.
See, Ray and I got him champed. Ian, you got him in the poop house at level 111.
Who's that?
Wiccan.
That's it?
He's wickety, 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 wickety whack.
Have him at 342, but level 111.
Oh,
level,
okay.
Level poop house.
Okay, yeah, nope, that's fine. I will, much like last time, turn into the demiurge and just destroy everybody in my path.
That's because a good plan.
In a one-on-one battle, Wiccan is awesome.
He's Wiccan awesome.
Wiccan awesome.
I couldn't help it, sorry.
Where's Bastion Rabbit?
So, the infographic reminds me, I tried watching the final installment of the John Wick series.
It was awesome.
I haven't finished it yet.
Ugh.
I was an hour in and I was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, I'll watch this another day.
I saw it at the theater, and it was great.
It does not increase in goodness. I want to believe you, but the first one was the best, and each one has deteriorated slightly.
Ah, I love them so much.
Well, we shall see.
They should make like 6 more of them.
I'm open to that. I'll probably watch them. As long as they have Ian McShane, I've bought a ticket.
All right, moving on. Storyland, Lost in Time is running. I get you 3 Thanoses and a Lockjaw. Top folks get Caroline or Dean. And then Magneto. That's followed by Cosmic Chaos. Again, your Magneto's, your Caroliner. Top 50 folks get Wolfsbane, and then it is the Dream Warrior. Open your mind. Quaid season is still running. Right now it's Magnetic Mayhem, which gets you a Magneto, a Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand.
And top folks get Hulkbuster and then Loki. Not much in the news land, but you should have gotten a free Lunar New Year token, assuming Ian has started Steam.
I have not started Steam or participated yet today. I got a free code red token yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, today you get a free Lunar New Year token.
Ooh, I want one of those.
And the only thing in the news is they put out a kind of little poll to see how people were feeling about character rebalance.
Yeah.
To see if people would prefer nerfs or boosts. And I say, why not both?
Go nuts with both in random directions. Like, because they didn't, when I did the survey, they just said character balance. They didn't tell me, you know, if the character I was picking was due for, you know, a nerf or a boost. And I was like, well, because I kind of hope they go backwards. Because I picked Kraven. And if they can find a way to make him worse, that would be amazing.
I don't know. Just nerf two people and boost a bunch of other people and you'll be fine. Freaking Bishop and Hammer Cap are dumb.
If you fire Bishop's blue, you just lose.
Pretty much.
No, that'll be the nerf.
Oh.
His blue ability. It costs 5. If you fire this ability, you lose the game.
I'll keep it down for that. Anything else in the news?
I'm in a very personal news. So that token, the Code Red token, and the previous event token, which is Vault, that I completely scrolled off at this point. Both of them, I opened the one token, the very first token, and got the latest Legends.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, it's unbelievable. One for one. Bam.
That's a treat.
Yeah.
I had some decent luck one day. I opened 3 tokens in this rotation of the Deadpool Daily Vault.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 4-star Rocket and Groot, 10,000 ISO, and 1,000 hero points.
Nice.
Oh. I was like, I'm never opening another token in here. I'm out of here.
That's a good haul.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's a really great day. Good for you.
All right, let's move down to the superhero showdown.
Right.
Last week, Ray, we had the Silver Surfer versus Molecule Man. Molecule Man does whatever molecules can. Who won?
All right. So a few comments. First, Rad sees Molecule Man and his psychological limitations as a man struggling with his own mind and has a pang of compassion. Molecule Man and his won't work on organic molecules hindrance sees the Silver Surfer as a shiny robot. Poof! Surfer becomes molecularly neither. Molecule Man wins.
That sounds accurate.
Also, Molecule Man beats Silver Surfer. They're neck and neck with their powers, but Molecule Man doesn't need a surfboard, and I just kind of hate surfers. It's an irrational hate, but it's there. Well, okay.
I think that's really irrational hate. I think everyone completely is on board with hating surfers.
What about other surfers?
He's fine.
Ugh.
So, alternatively, I've got Surfer Man hates Molecule Man. They have a fight. The Surfer wins. It's Surfer Man.
Right.
I think I was supposed to sing that, but I'm not exactly. All I get is Spider-Man theme song.
Yeah, Surfer Man. It was a lot with Molecule Man.
Yeah, that comment was definitely sung to the tune of Particle Man by They Might Be Giants. So,
okay.
If you want to give that another try, you're welcome.
That would take way too long.
Okay.
I'd have to look up the song. So, in any case, and now here's the thing. There's one comment that all it says is, Terry loves the Silver Surfer. Now, I don't know who Terry is, but I'm assuming that that's a vote for the Silver Surfer.
Which, I'm assuming it's Terry from 9-9.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because Terry always says things that Terry likes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That would make sense. Well, okay, that would make perfect sense. So, in that case, the Silver Surfer wins by one vote.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yes!
9-9! Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Upset.
Total upset. Wow.
All right, so this week, though, in the Icosa Daigon, we have Amal Farouk versus Doom.
Doom.
Quick, who wins?
What kind of fool dare oppose Doom and his superior psionics?
Oh. Yeah, I think we're done talking, right?
Amal Farouk is the one who would dare oppose him. I mean, come on.
Yep, but it's Dr. Doom.
Yeah, but Amal Farouk is so full of himself. Of course he's going to oppose Doom.
I'm just, that's true. But, I mean, yours is a mere mutant power. I just willed myself to have psionics because I'm Doom!
But, I mean, I am...
And I hung out with some aliens. They taught me what to do.
I am the Shadow King.
Uh-huh.
You know, born in Cairo thousands of years ago. Not just a mutant power. He's, like, an exceptionally powerful mutant that can mess with people's minds from all over the... Okay, probably not Dooms. But still,
right.
He's a very powerful mutant.
Probably not God Emperor Iron Man Doom.
No, probably not.
Oh, Ian, ESPN breaking news. The arrest warrant has been issued for Antonio Brown.
Okay. Yes, I was right.
But I think Amal Farouk could give him a challenge. I mean, he's exceptionally devious. And really, he got those mental powers. You just... I mean, the problem is Doom knows he's going to be going into a fight. If I could sneak up on you in any way, you know, then...
Right.
I got these powers. I want to use them.
Yeah, exactly. In any case,
I'm feeling strong about Dr. Doom. But, well, we were feeling pretty strong about Molecule Man. What do we know?
Yeah.
Look where he landed.
Come vote.
Yeah. UNC fan number one. You killed Molecule Man inadvertently with your apathy.
Lack of voting.
That's well, right. He's already voted this week, so he's not making that mistake.
Yeah, that's a valuable lesson.
All right. Let's move on down to the sitcom showdown. Oh, we're caught up. We've got the eights versus the nines. Where's my bracket at? Yo, where Aaron at? All right. In the top left, we've got... Oh, this isn't really a contest now, is it? Alf versus All in the Family.
I hear you. Alf by a landslide. That puppet was cool. The Achmonics next door were scary.
Ah!
What?
It's my Alf laugh.
Oh, there was an episode where they spent the entire episode playing Beach Boys songs so that he could find his girlfriend Rhonda from Melmac.
Oh. Right, so it's All in the Family. All right, then.
I'll have to rewatch
it. I mean, it's distinctly All in the Family. The social topics that they covered in that was, I mean, talk about groundbreaking. Man, it was just, it was so groundbreaking that Congress tried to step in and stop them. I mean, come on.
Is this the original or the Woody Harrelson one?
The original.
I suppose.
All right, bottom left bracket. We got Everybody Loves Raymond, not this guy, versus Cheers. Love that show.
Yeah, is this just exceptionally clear to everyone?
Oh, it's another landslide and not a funny landslide like the last one. This is definitely Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers is, this. As a matter of fact, these brackets, not only, it's going to be exciting the next round we go, because there's the big winner of this bracket, then its major spinoff is going to be showing up later.
That's true.
So, I think Cheers is superior in every way.
Great show.
Everyone Loves Raymond. The writing, the cast, the set, everything. Yeah, another landslide. Let's see if there's a fight here in the next one.
All right, moving over to the bottom right. We got Malcolm in the Middle. When Malcolm was still in the middle, and they didn't just rename the show with the same actors who looked like the other actors.
Do you need to bring that up every time the show is brought
yes,
up? Every
because the
single
fact
time?
That show exists bites my butt. I cannot stand the fact that show exists.
So forget about it. Stop mentioning it.
I can't.
We're not talking about it.
I can't. It will bug me forever.
Yes.
Versus Wings.
Yeah. In a long life of Craig not being right, he's kind of right about that one.
Oh, well, the second show is awful, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know. The first show was good, but apparently the first show was good that they just kept it going and they just renamed it with the big twist. Malcolm's now a woman. Ha-ha! New show. Ugh. Why'd you bring that up, Craig? Now I'm irritated. I'm voting for Wings.
I haven't never watched Wings. I would vote for Malcolm in the Middle.
So, I think we're taking things outside the show that we're supposed to be considering.
And no, I liked Wings. It was funny. I watched a lot of episodes. It had a strong cast. It had the guy who went on to become Monk. I enjoy that actor. It had
Tony
Shalhoub.
Yep. Shalhoub, that's his name.
Tony Shalhoub got his start on Wings. The two main characters did some stuff, but I forget who they are. And, the guy
wasn't
from...
Wasn't it the spinoff of something?
Wings was the spinoff of something, but I don't know what. And the guy from Tombstone was also... Thomas Hayden Church, thanks. That guy.
There you go.
Good actor.
Was also in the first Tales from the Crypt. movie.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
The very first episode?
No. The first movie.
Demon Knight?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go.
He plays awful character. But he's good at it, so. But, yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Bryan Cranston was amazing in Malcolm in the Middle. And I think overall, I mean, there were some episodes that were just flat. But overall, I would put Malcolm in the Middle above Wings.
All right, then.
That's tough.
Right. Last bracket is, we're talking about one of those spinoffs. Yeah. Frasier.
Yeah.
Versus Laverne and Shirley. Another spinoff.
Yeah, two spinoffs.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be another uphill climb for me, but I vastly prefer Frasier.
Well, yeah, I'm clearly on the other side of that fence.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because now they're both spinoffs, but Frasier was somehow a spinoff of what I thought at the time was a middling character of an excellent show, and then Frasier had a run almost as long as Cheers.
Yeah, and, this is true.
I enjoyed David Hyde Pierce. I enjoyed, the show as a whole. I watched many, many seasons of Frasier.
Man, this is a difficult one. They're really hard to compare, being from vastly different time frames. Yeah, that's really hard.
Well, you get the pick.
Yeah, that's I don't like this kind of pressure.
Too much pressure.
I feel like they had equivalently memorable theme songs.
They did have good theme songs. I think I'm just going to have to fall back to pure my own entertainment value. I think I'm going with Frasier.
Oh,
boo, Irons.
That was a nail biter.
It really was.
I was sure when you said pure entertainment value, I was like, oh no, was Laverne and Shirley groundbreaking or something?
No, the writing, they kind of were. They pushed the envelope a little bit, but the writing on Frasier was, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, they pushed the culinary universe by telling you could mix milk with Pepsi.
Ew. They're definitely not getting my vote.
Right, thanks for reassuring me that I made the right choice, Greg.
Every time that came up, I was like, oh, that sounds so nasty.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go.
That was decisive. That last one was a real struggle, but yeah. All right, we made it out of the first round.
Yep. Yeah. Round two.
Only going to get more challenging from here.
Yep. Second round is going to get tough.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, Willie. What's in the mailbag?
Okay. For some reason, it always takes me by surprise. I'm always still looking at the bracket. In any case, over on Reddit. It's AlmondDoe69 said, sitcom showdown, The Office and Parks and Rec are two of the unfunniest, worst shows on television, and I will die on this hill.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll support you there.
I will support you being on a hill that I can't even see from here.
Right. But I do support them being on that hill. I will bring them treats so they don't get too hungry.
In response, Barandiak did say, you love the Drew Carey show. Your opinion is invalid.
Shots fired. Chair thrown.
I completely forgot. Local news. Barandiak also said, people are apparently obsessed with the KFC opening since it's been gone for 9 years. He says, it's fried chicken, go to My Chicken, or The Coop. KFC isn't the Michelin star of fried chicken.
What's The Coop?
I have no idea what The Coop is, apart from, obviously, a chicken place.
Yep.
Huh. I'll have to find this place and try it.
Not a clue. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, because I enjoy fried chicken, something fierce.
Also, D-Wing says, best sports segment ever, if only because Ray was a major contributor. Possibly for a first time. Thank you, Ian, for saying what I was thinking about Craig's Sasquatch pronunciation.
You're welcome.
Sasquatch.
He asks, Coulson puts out Calvary tiles. Is he Jesus, if you believe in that sort of thing? Yeah, it's cavalry, not Calvary. I don't know who said it incorrectly, but
probably me.
Everybody says that incorrectly, and it's one of my wife's pet peeves. So
okay,
she's English; that doesn't count.
He also said Storm's Black AOE does have a cap, So know what number before you dive in too deep. The cap to her damage. She does damage based on the number of charge tiles out there, I think. But she does have a cap. The five-star storm.
Five-star storm.
Oh.
Yeah. And finally, so how much are you guys looking forward to living in a swing state this year?
0%?
Yeah, pretty much. It means every commercial is going to be something I'm going to hate.
Yep.
That's a good point.
That's really what it means to me. Other than that, whatever. And the last comment was from Black Sheep. It really wasn't a comment so much as a link, and I will post the link in Discord, and I'll throw it up on the webpage. It is a link to the opening of Full House, except that the faces of all of the actors have been replaced with the face of Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
All right.
I don't know if that's something I'm comfortable seeing. I don't know how I don't look. I do like Nick Offerman.
It is amusing.
Oh, your link is no good.
It's swirly. And then a turd appeared.
Oh, there it goes. When I clicked on it, it went to Reddit. It said, sorry, this post has been removed by the moderators.
No. Oh, okay.
But then the video loaded anyway.
I don't know.
Michelle with the mustache is amazing.
He really is.
I'm watching this whole video now. This is fantastic. Cut it out!
Wow, apparently it's really good. I'll have to make some time for it.
You gotta check this out. Hey. Sorry, there's the one clip where the middle sister is like in the kitchen petting the dog?
Sure.
With Ron Swanson's face petting the dog is amazing.
That sounds awesome. I will check it out. I'm free. I'm not doing a podcast right now. Now seems like a great time to look at it.
Well, I reposted it. I'm posting it. I don't know. It was amazing.
I had to abide by the laws of Discord.
Donkey Teeth did say that Candace Cameron with a stash will haunt my dreams.
That could be her next Lifetime movie where she gets her stash removed.
So in any case, we are done with listener comments.
All right. Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Did you bluff?
Did I bluff?
Was our clap so well timed that I couldn't hear yours over my own? Or did you just not clap?
No, I totally clapped.
Today's a good day. Let's see what I can find.
According to Donkey Teeth and myself, not even close.
Well, the way that I heard it, it was the greatest clap of all time. But, you know, delay.
Right.
Let's see what I can learn from the information being passed to me by UNC Samurai. Ooh, 3-star cap is boosted. You 3-stars can enjoy that guy. He recycles some of the AP he spends on stunning people and hitting them in the head with shields. That's always nice. Oh, Game Breaker Extraordinaire Colossus. He's boosted, so his colossal punch do even a little bit more damage.
I gotta stop hanging out with Ian. I read that and my brain went, oh, Game Breaker's playing. And then you said Game Breaker.
Hawkeye is boosted. He's that five blue for his shooting arrows, that's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
He has boomerangs too, doesn't he? He's got because boomerangs for his purple. Also a good ability.
No idea.
Scarlet Witch, the boosted Scarlet Witch. Does her Reality Crush do damage? I feel like it does a bunch of AoE and stuns.
Yes.
Either a random opponent or the person in front for like 4 or 5 turns. Anyway, so it'll do more AoE. Our other abilities will not be affected. Unless Hexbolt does damage. Does anybody use Hexbolt? Does it something?
You shouldn't.
No, nobody uses it. Really. I mean, yeah, people use it. It's not useless, but yeah, don't look at it for damage.
Mm. And Eye Patch Thor is boosted. He's great. He's a really solid, unexciting character that each ability builds on itself. Red makes a little yellow. Yellow makes a little green. Green hurts everybody. Everything about him is going to be boosted. So if you're still getting some mileage out of old King Thor, now's your chance. Yeah. Two out of the five people boosted I have alternative costumes for. That'll make me happy. Let's see what the 4-stars are up to. Oh, X-Force Deadpool. He his popularity waxes and wanes, but I think he's a good character. You get some pretty good damage out of his red, along with some true heal, so you can see some boosting there. If you take enough damage and his X Enforcer countdown tiles go off, they do some notable damage to the enemy. And his countdown for what? I always think it's good, but I don't think it's as good as I think it is. The damage you get from matching... What is it?
Yeah.
I never liked it. I don't know. I see that Marvel Puzzle Quest legend UNC Samurai recommends that he is a 5-3-5, but I think I run him at 5-5-3. I don't countdown for what? There's no guarantee that I'm going to be able to match away those tiles, and they just don't do anything if they're not destroyed quickly enough. I don't like the 5-3-5 build. I'm wrong. So keep that in mind. But
you're not entirely wrong, but the 5-3-5 build is great if you also use him with X-Force Wolverine. Because that guarantees you destroy those countdown for what?
Okay, sure. Sure, if you have someone that can target those sorts of things.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Countdown for what?
But I find that X-Enforcer is a pretty potent ability.
It is.
Anyway, he's boosted. Craig.
Yo.
Do you feel like you recognize this picture of Dave Bautista next to this picture of Drax? Is this,
Well, tell me, Tommy, do you enjoy Gladiator movies?
Is that some sort of Gladiator movie, or is this the man with the iron fist?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You're not helping me, dude.
Samurai says it is Scorpion King 3.
Whoa. That's a deep cut.
Who watched that franchise that far into it? But
I was going to say, the
first one was okay.
Yeah, but just okay. And again, when I re-examined it, my expectations were too high going in. I was pumped for the movie, and then I saw it, and I was like, wait, this isn't good? But now I've rewatched it, I'm like, oh, okay, it's okay. So Drax is boosted. Yeah, his destroyer ability deals some extra damage. His red ability deals a good amount of damage if they're extra healthy. Boy, his purple ability does something. He disappears and then reappears and then stabs people. I don't know. Just if for some reason you use him, he's boosted. Oh no, a new character. Golly. Let's see. He even hid the picture from me so that I wouldn't know who this is.
I think Craig calls her Carolina Dean.
It's Carolina Dean.
I've heard of her. She's relatively new. I was like, I don't know. His yellow, blue, green character. He looks like some sort of sports coach.
he coaches the basketballs.
Oh, that's why I'm lost. So anyway, looks like she makes projectiles, which will be boosted. She also makes projectiles, which will be boosted. And then she does some AoE and then heals the team, which will be boosted. Man, yeah, she do anything other than make projectiles? That is not a character I can get behind.
She throws people in the air, right?
She just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that will be affected by her boosting, but in the air is probably helpful. All right, let's see if I have any idea what good old... what's Tuning Fork Dog's name?
Lockjaw.
Is that Davey Boy Smith?
What?
Or is that the other one?
No, that's who was the? Well, there were two of them. There were a tag team. It was they were the British Bulldogs, and then one of them died, and he just became the British Bulldog. But who was in that tag team?
Right, and one of them is totally Davey Boy Smith. I just don't know if that's who that picture is.
I don't remember. That's a
good question. The other guy.
So anyway, Lockjaw, his yellow fires back some damage that'll be boosted. His Royal Escort ability, some of them will be boosted, because some of them, he's got like six different abilities depending on what sort of color mostly exists on the board. And he deals damage passively through his green. You'll get boosted there. Is that, what's going on down here? Is that little green guy that used to menace Fred Flintstone?
The Great Kazoo.
Yeah. Why is he looking all live action? I don't like that. It's really unsettling. Let's see what Nightcrawler does. His red deals some damage, and his blue deals some damage. And they'll both deal more damage because he's boosted. Let's see what Samurai suggests. Oh, this is different. You should take your boosted Scarlet Witch and have her make purple, which will fire off Nightcrawler's Banff, which will make purple, which will fire off Nightcrawler's Banff and make purple, and then the game will break because the third person on your team is Colossus. So Colossus, Nightcrawler, and Scarlet Witch just keep making purple and firing Banff until you've won or until the game crashes and you need to reboot. Ah, did you? So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor, Mystify.
All right, let's head then over back to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
T is for Team Up Time. That good enough for Ray. Oh.
Alrighty then. All right, so I'm going to suggest a team this week that I've had very minimal experience trying out. But it's actually, I don't remember who was suggested it. It wasn't over the normal channels. I think it was in person. So whoever it was, sorry. But it is a 4-star team. Who you're going to need here is you're going to start out with Gamorpha, throw in a little Vulture, and just to make everybody aggravated, put in Bishop. Now, I haven't done a team with Bishop previously, so...
That's a good plan. You should stay with that.
Going to talk about him for just a second here. So he's got, let's start off with Bishop. He's got the passive red. Anytime a teammate would take damage, he jumps into the front. And then, once he has taken a certain level of damage cumulatively, he deals damage to the target. Now, that's not fantastic. If you team up with a Koye, you know, then it's fun, but it's you can't really rely on that damage. But you use Bishop, and his big thing is if he takes a certain amount of damage, he automatically gains 5 blue AP. And then once he has 10 blue AP, he gets a power that he can fire off that stuns the enemy for 4 turns and drains 6 AP of their strongest color. So that's strong, but really, in this case, you're only going to be using the first half of it where he gains the AP because you're going to be using the really, really cheap blue that Gamora has, which stuns for 3 turns and stuns a second person for 1 turn. Because that's going to be firing off almost twice as fast as Bishop's blue. So that's what Bishop and Gamora are doing. Meanwhile, Vulture, match some black, get him in the air. Guess what he generates? He generates 3 blue every turn that he's in the air. This is a stunning team. I tried it out against 5-stars, I don't know, 5 hours ago. Nobody has beaten me in a PvP yet. You go in against a 5-star team, they make a match, Bishop jumps in front, generates blue, you get Vulture in the air, generating blue, then you just keep Gamora just stunning everybody until you beat him down. Definitely not the fastest team if you're facing off against 5-stars, but this is a 4-star team that can face off against a 5-star team. So try it out, play with it a bit, see what you think. I've been attacked 3 times and I won every single time. So far, I'm liking it. It's a good defense. Even the computer can't play this one badly. So, yeah, try it out. There you go. Vulture, Bishop, and Gamora. You're going to want Vulture at a 5-3-5, Bishop at a 5-5-3 because nobody cares about his yellow. And Gamora, I have at a 3-5-5, but you might want to try a 5-3-5 so that you have somebody who can actually do some damage with a red power. So there you go. That's your team up this week. Thanks. Unify.
All right, let's go OG style then and open some tokens.
Yeah, let's do it. Bam, right in the eye. 5-star.
Oh, crap.
Red-eyed monsters. Carnage, the Prophet of Null.
Oh, that's good.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is.
Did you already have him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
We'll put him at a 1-1-1.
Always like getting all 3 powers on the 5s.
I do. Felt good.
All right, I got 2.
I go good, because it turns out I'm in the middle of a game. I opened up my thing and went, oh, crap.
Alrighty. My first one is a 4-star. It will add another level to my Rocket and Groot. And my second pull, also a 4-star, will add a level to America Chavez.
Ooh.
And I like her for a couple reasons. One, she's fantastic. 2, she gives you shards for Jessica Jones, who I'm trying to get my 13th cover for.
Yeah, and she is going to battle someone in an upcoming Crash. Perhaps not Yondu? Nope. Yondu's going to fight She-Hulk and or Gamora. And
You don't get to play her, though.
Oh, she's going to get defeated by Wiccan.
Right, exactly. So it takes my Rocket and Groot to 328, and America is up to a 319. I need one more level to get 250 Jessica Jones shards. That's exciting.
All right, I'm going to poke some goat teeth. That gets me a A-Force Carol. And I'm going to do it again. Another 4-star. Scott! That was disappointing. Scott's at level 297. Carol's at level 314. So there you go. Thanks always to this guy.
Yeah, this guy. I didn't get any Lunar New Year tokens, it looks like. I feel disappointed. I don't even see a Lunar New Year store to spend them in, even if I got one.
It's just a standard, not the base token, the next token up.
Heroic?
Sure.
Mighty?
Nope.
No, it was heroic.
Okay, maybe I got one then and didn't notice. I retract my disappointment.
Well, you have, 700 or 800 of them?
But I will hop out of this game so that when Craig asks me about our podcasting network, I can tell him more.
What's on the podcast network, Ian?
Oh, it's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. I never know what's on there. I never check it out. I'm a content creator, not a content enjoyer. But you can listen to lots of podcasts about comic books, Marvel Puzzle Quest, atheism, and WWE, and other wrestlings. Not just WWE. I didn't mean to create a world where that's the only kind of professional wrestling. Shame on me. You should check it out and see why I'm wrong over at soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Nope, I had something, but it's gone.
I don't think I ever had anything. I'm good.
Okay, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them our way. Again, if you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, by Odin's beard, I have come to bargain with this hammer to your face. Good night, everybody.
Oh, goodbye, friends.
Good night.